the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Friday's podcast.
Well, where we find out too much information about Lisa's love life again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
We've made it to Friday. Happy Friday, one and all. Lise and Sarah with you on this glorious Friday morning. I haven't actually checked the weather, so I don't know what it's doing up there. It's glorious in here.
Let's assume that beyond the confines of these four walls, it is a beautiful day.
That's right.
And why don't we start with a bit of an urban legend
Okay. That's
doing the rounds at the moment, Lise. Now, a while back, it kind of circulated the internet that every woman apparently has a freckle on her left breast.
What?
Now, there's been an addition to that, and that is that every woman also has a freckle on her right wrist. Now,
so left boob, well, that one's easy. Right wrist.
That one's easy to actually check.
I can confirm when I read this last night that it is true for me. It's true for three of my friends.
Wait, as when you say it's true, do you mean both criteria?
Yes, I have it on my right wrist. I have one on my left bosom. Lise, can you confirm?
Let me check my left nork. Yes.
I'm so uncomfortable.
And what about your wrist?
And I would say it's not right smack bang on
well,
my
neither
wrist
is mine,
bone,
but it's certainly
but
above
it is
my
up. It's yes. about 2 centimetres up from my wrist bone.
So
Sarah,
what we've done for you on a Friday morning is given you permission to check, give yourself a little skin check, paying particular attention to your wrist and bust.
If you're driving, just wait till you get
but
a red light.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
That's
but
so
is that
weird.
Just like saying, I don't know, I'm sure we could test it with other stuff. Like, you know, do you have a freckle on your ankle? Probably do, you know.
Well, yes, but a sun-exposed area makes sense. I mean, the wrist one doesn't surprise me. Most people are right-handed, you know, they drive.
Yes, yes.
Of course, that's going to be a sun-damaged area.
Yeah, but the bosom.
I can guarantee you.
I know no one's seen your bosom. I know, we know that.
My memories have no memory of sunlight or any exposure. So there you go.
We've done some science.
Fact or fiction. Fact, according to us.
Mythbusters. Oh, no. I mean, myth confirmers.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah Jessica Franklin, formerly known as Jess... Oh, no, that's wrong.
Close.
I know.
Close, but no cigar. This is the end of the week.
This
getting to
you,
This
is why I never became a journo. I meant Jacinta Franklin, formerly known as Jacinta Campbell. You guys know her.
Yeah, she's married to AFL player Buddy Franklin.
But she's
a Dior model.
She's a high-end model, and she also won Miss World or Miss Australia or something like.
So. Right? Somewhere gal. In the galaxy.
Lovely.
How much does Buddy Franklin sound like he lives in the 60s?
Yes.
What a name.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. We're going to do the twist and it goes like this.
Come on.
Hey, buddy. We're doing the twist.
Can I get back to my journo
roots?
Have
you seen the funds, buddy?
So, Jacinta Campbell has come out and said that her and her husband, Buddy, they've only been married a couple of years now.
Young love.
Have been sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Already?
Wait for it. 12 shocking nights. She said it's nearly broken them.
Oh, you're kidding.
But because of travel and work commitments, they have had to spend 12 nights apart, 12 nights in separate bedrooms because one of them was sick one day. Da, 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 lots of different reasons. And
I'm
she said.
This is a bad thing for her,
well,
is it?
Well, she said it's a terrible thing for them. She said it's they've never been apart. It's the longest we've ever spent apart, and she doesn't like it one little bit, and now they're back. They're formally back in the same bedroom. Now I read that.
Lisa, I think you and I have a different perspective on this, don't we?
Well, we do. We've been married for 10 years. I read that and read, oh well, apart for 12 nights. What a boon! I mean, I love my husband. I do.
But there is an argument. I mean, I would say separate bedrooms.
We don't have separate bedrooms, Dane and I, far from it. But I kicked him out for 2 weeks straight because he ordered a snoring device from a Chinese website. And I said, you're not setting foot back in here until that little thing comes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I mean, I think sleep respite in a marriage is really important. Can you tell me about his snoring device because I have one for myself. What's he ordered?
Okay, he's ordered, it's a clear plastic nose ring, similar to what bulls wear.
I'm familiar
in the
with
paddocks.
That. Yes. And you put, you put it in your schnoz and
it
opens
it
up your nostrils.
It opens up the passage for it to be a little bit wider and it's supposedly meant to alleviate the snoring. So I said, you're not coming back into this bedroom until the Chinese device has arrived.
Is it necessary to point out where the device is?
Because I just got mine from my local chemist. So I don't know
why. How much did you pay? Hold
like $20.
Shut up. I saw his eBay receipt. $42,
No, Sarah. No, in fact, I've got spares because they came in a pack of three. So one for large nostrils, one for medium, one for small. Of course, I took the small, being the delicate flower, delicate snoring flower that I am. But I could have given him my plastic device.
Now I'm angry, not only about the snoring, I'm angry that he's spent $42 on one Chinese nose ring.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd kick him out of the bedroom for that. I'd send him to the spare bedroom as a
punishment. I did miss him.
I don't miss Wills when he's not in the bed.
So
I really
how do you
don't.
Reconnect?
In fact, when we got, there are other ways to reconnect, Liz.
Well, I'm not
asking that. I don't have to explain that to
unpack
you.
It.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Jeez.
But our bed, when we bought it, actually has an invisible divider down the middle. So when either of us roll over, we can't feel it. But at the moment, he's got sore shoulders. So whenever he rolls over, he goes, oh, oh, in the middle of the night while I'm trying to get some sleep.
Sounds like a tennis player.
Yes, it's like being
Sharapova
in the bedroom.
God.
And not in a... I mean, that's
Shut
not
up,
good to listen
Sharapova.
To on the tennis court. It's certainly not good to listen to when you're mid-slumber.
So what are we saying here? Jacinta Franklin...
still loves her husband.
She still loves her husband. She's 2 years in, poor Poppet. She doesn't know.
That's what you're saying.
Sorry, yes, I think so.
I thought you were saying sometimes Chinese devices are cheaper at chemists than they are on eBay. I'm very confused.
Take your pick.
Wheel of News!
I mean, please, people, spare a thought for Liz and I in our quest to bring you the best of the best news from around the world at 5 a.m. every morning. We spend a lot of time gazing at our phones and there are many stories that just go by the wayside. They end up on the cutting room floor, but this is our chance to resurrect one of them. Chuck
the
story on a wheel. We spin that wheel and the winning news story title gets a Guernsey.
So exciting.
That was so long-winded.
I mean...
Well, no, the problem is I can't get excited about this.
I mean, you literally said so exciting.
Because I am in the group chat where
so
every day
you get
I see... Like, it's usually... I reckon it happens around 7 p.m. most nights.
Yeah, it's when I'm lying in bed.
When my phone lights up and story after story comes in and each one of them...
is mediocre.
Is mediocre. Yeah.
Look,
We should call it mediocre news.
No, listen, I'm all for it. So can you please tell us what is on the wheel of news today?
Yes, I can. Massive ladybug swarm shows up on radar over California.
How delightful.
CPR mannequins with breasts could lead to more women being saved.
Do they have a freckle above their left mannequin boob?
The chastity dress is likely to be a fashion hit this summer.
Wait on.
Sarah, did you write that headline?
Are you doing PR for something new?
Sarah!
Did you make a dress?
Are you getting into fashion designing?
No, I do the belts. I do the chastity belts. You're confusing me. And rounding it out, abused dog gets a second chance at life as a taco-eating internet sensation.
I love dogs. I hope it lands on the dog.
Dog one.
Here we go. She's spinning the wheel. Whichever story it lands on, we will deep dive. Here we go.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. It's another bosom story. CPR mannequins with breasts could lead to more women being saved. Now, I'll tell you why. It's an attachment that goes onto the flat-chested torso that's used in CPR training, and it's called a womannequin. Thank you, Scott.
That's pretty funny.
Thank you for your crumb.
Is it actually called womannequin?
Yes. So apparently, women are 27% less likely than men to receive CPR if they suffer from a cardiac arrest in public. And I think they think it's because people are uncomfortable at the thought that they have to put their hands on a strange woman's chest and do the compressions.
Yeah, but come on, while you're in need, who cares about that?
Well, I'm glad that you do, but a lot of people might feel a little bit awkward about it. So they're wanting to do training where they have to, you know, make the compressions between the mounds of flesh.
Did you just...
Well, I don't want to say breasts or boobs all the time.
Boobs was better than mounds of flesh, let me tell you that much.
Isn't it? Is it? I thought that was
100%
anatomically correct. So it also allows people to train using the correct hand compression because obviously there's more, like there's fat around that area that you have
to
push through.
Push on that mound of flesh and still get the same result.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think this is why the wool mannequin is very important. It needs to be a global news headline.
Also, I might be incorrect. The phones may light up here, but I was told that these days chest compressions are no longer required in emergency CPR, that it's just the mouth-to-mouth element.
Oh, I think people need a breather from both, literally.
Oops.
No, it's
the
chest compression.
It's the other way around.
Oh,
they've done
God's
a
sake,
wa- sorry,
give out
don't
medical
listen
advice.
To me. I'm
so
sorry.
It's like, don't breathe, just
you
keep
don't
pumping.
Need to do the breathing, people. You just need to do the chest compression.
We have no qualifications. Around
Hence
medical, don't
why
listen.
Look, what you
mannequin.
Need to know is in time of emergency, don't look for Lees
I'm
for help.
I'm so sorry. Just I got it all wrong.
What
Never listen to me again.
Oh, gosh.
Just, I got it wrong,
It was
guys.
Such a good story about a wool mannequin, and now you've dished out faulty medical advice.
Just to recap, it's the compressions that count, not the mouth-to-mouth. You can do away with the mouth-to-mouth. You need to compress between the mounds of flesh. There.
Okay.
Are you sure? How much? Oh, God. That might be the death of Wheel of News. I think it needs a bit of CPR now.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, last night was the long-awaited season 3 premiere of my all-time favourite dystopian drama, The Handmaid's Tale.
I think it's the only dystopian drama you've seen. But, yes, I have. Look, don't spoil
it
for me.
Is
I have
it dystopian?
What, how would
I thought it was historical.
No.
Okay.
What?
As you work.
Dystopian means like it's a horrible version of
the
a
future.
World.
But I thought it was in the future.
It is in the future. Well, it is in the future.
So then how can it be historical?
I didn't say historical. I said dystopian.
What?
Okay.
I'm so confused.
According
this is
to,
not
according
a show.
To producer as dystopian doesn't mean it's in the future, can't be in the past.
It's like a parallel.
Please
thing,
continue
Thank
with
you.
Your story.
Look, so by the way, I haven't watched it.
What?
Don't ruin it for me if you have.
What? Yeah, okay. So this is what I want to bring to the team. You know how my husband and I feel about The Handmaid's Tale.
Why do we have to bring this up again?
Hold on, let me...
Why?
Okay. Listen, for those of you unawares... There's something about this show. There's something about this show that, how shall I say it? It lights our fire. And other people will watch it and go, how can you possibly feel that way towards someone?
I feel like I
someone?
Represent the other people here and the vast
because
majority.
It's a very,
I don't understand.
It's very violent, Sarah, and it's also very troubling, isn't it? Mm. Like the themes are desperately... sad and conflicting and there's a lot
none
going
on. None of it
on.
Makes me feel remotely romantic.
Mm. Yet somehow...
In the way you and your husband do when you watch The Handmaid's
I don't know
Tale.
What it is about it. I think it's like the desperation of the human condition. And when
I'm
we watch it...
I'm pretty desperate right now. Do we
and
have
when
to talk
we
about
watch it, you just think, if we were... If this was our reality, if we were living in this horror, you know what we'd be doing?
Oh, God.
The mumbo jumbo.
Oh my gosh.
It just because it's a human it's the human condition, guys. Whatever. You guys are lame. Anyway.
God. Stop. Don't throw us under the bus because we don't feel the same way.
Don't throw us under the bus because we don't have repressed issues that we need to deal
no,
with.
No, because we don't want the mumbo jumbo in our life after watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Anyway, the big issue was that last night Dane was on night shift. At work.
Yeah.
And I was home. So I said to him before he left for work, I said, what are we going to do here? Are we going to wait for each other?
To watch the show?
To watch the show.
Okay.
Radio. Sarah's rocking in a corner. Are we waiting for each other to watch the show tomorrow, i.e. today? Or are you going to watch it at work if you get some downtime?
I love the thought of all the fireys just sitting in the communal lounge room watching The Handmaid's Tale.
The most incredible TV room, side note. Anyway, so I said, you've got to tell me now because if you're watching it, I'm watching it, blah, 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 blah. And he said, no, I won't watch it.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like,
All right,
tonight's
the night. Of
course
he won't watch it. He wants to watch it with you for a particular reason.
Tonight's the night. I'll get a bottle of wine, light a few candles. Anyway, the time for the episode started and I watched it. Without him. I cheated.
Oh, you cheated.
I did. So now...
You are not of Dane.
I am no longer of Dane, which if you watch The Handmaid's Tale, you'll understand
that
reference.
Has he been told?
No, he has not.
Are you going to... Yes, so are you going to re-watch it?
I will re-watch it.
For the first time, in inverted commas.
Correct.
I mean, have you had discussions about infidelity in your relationship? Because that is, you know, is cheating.
He'll still get some.
Bigger question is, why did you need to reiterate the fact that you do that after the hand? That was not relevant.
Because I love making
to the
you guys
story.
Feel uncomfortable.
Blessed be the fruit.
Those two girls.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
The singing's not great. I don't know if you guys are aware of it.
It isn't great.
I just
want
to flag post it, but signpost it.
But the game is great.
One word song game. It's a very complicated scenario where we're given one word of a song and we have to guess the title and artist. This is my buzzer.
This is mine.
Scott, you still with us, mate?
One time I fell asleep during this segment, okay? Whatever, things happen.
He actually did. What is the score?
I'm guessing based on last week, because Aaron goes to run to check the scoreboard in the other studio, but I don't think we're updating it. Eight to three. That is accurate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Eight points to Lee's, three to Sarah. Yeah. It is a best of three game, which, you know, no one on this show's really worked out how they work just yet, but maybe today's the day. So I play you a word of a song.
Yeah, I did your job.
Were you asleep?
It's called resetting, for goodness sake.
I don't think that's necessary.
We need to send you guys to the School of Radio. Here we go. The first word.
Hold on. I don't have my finger on the buzzer. Okay.
Stop. Little Ditty by Jack and Diane. Oh, Jack and Diane by John Cougar Mellencamp.
Wow. Sarah's on the board to kick us off.
God.
Song number two. Okay. The word is...
Control.
ABBA. ABBA. Mamma Mia.
Wow.
Yes.
This game is fast.
We are firing
because
today.
It's going so quickly. Should we do a sing-along?
I've never heard ABBA said so gutturally.
ABBA. Here we go. We're doing it.
Just one look.
And I can hear a bell ring.
One more look.
And I forget everything.
Whoa. Whoa. There we go. All right.
It's the one song game.
You realise that this is more or less a tiebreaker.
Oh, shivers. I don't like a tiebreaker.
Well, whoever gets this wins the game. And we've done it in under
this
3 minutes.
This is when Lise gets really aggressive.
I've
got my kicking leg ready.
She's got her kicking leg ready.
Like a wounded animal.
Like a wounded animal.
Go, hit it.
The word is...
Hey, stay.
It's so much fun. Get your act together. We can be a Spice Girls. Spice what I want. Wannabe.
Spice Girls wannabe.
I said it.
So the answer that you've both submitted... is Spice Girls Wannabe. Yes.
I forgot
Sarah,
I could steal.
Sarah got in first. If it's right.
It's 100% right. I want to be on the spicy meatball tour.
You are an embarrassment to our show. But also that was great for the network.
Thank you. Carrie and Tommy, I got you, babes.
That answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't get excited. You're only 4 points to my eight.
Oh, I'm halfway there. I'm halfway to being as good as Lee's. And that's all I want in life.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure if we can get you spicy meatball tour. But, you know, you can enter. Be listening to Carrie and Tommy this afternoon from 3.
I do every day.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Don't such a suck up.
Yeah.
Don't be crabby. because I won this week.
She did.
You
win.
Will be back up on 9 points next week.
You, Scotty, but failed convincingly to mention that I could steal.
Oh, as part of the rules. That. You and I rewrote that rule.
Rubbish, you forgot.
I forgot. So yeah. I let you. I thought she's buzzed in. I'm going to let her. And then I realised that I was allowed to steal. And because you were having another bloody one of your micro naps.
I was not having a micro nap.
Well, I feel I someone's anger levels are rising, Scott. We've got some special music you know we what? Play when Lee's does
Scott,
that, don't we?
Scott, survive the drive. Pull over, mate. Have a rest before you panel this show. It's true. That's a key component of that game. One can steal. And you didn't reiterate that to me.
Yeah, and because when I started saying the rules, you guys went, we've already said that. Stop saying the rules.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
All I'm saying is I just think that if you spoke to a relationship counsellor about the Handmaid's Tale thing,
yeah, they'd say there's some issues that you've got to work through.
It's, no, I know exactly what it is. I've already explained it to you. It's black and white.
No, it's red and white.
It's the human. It's the human condition.
Oh.
Basically,
it's when everything's about to go to shit. It's just nature's way. I do need.
What? What is happening?
Well, she said when everything goes to.
Listen. It's not. I'm not going to apologise for being a red-blooded female. Okay, if you guys are dead inside, if you're dead from the waist down, it's not my bloody problem.
It's not your. Did you say it's not your bloaty problem? Is there a cassowary in the studio? Because that's just what I heard, or some kind of male peacock? What the hell was that mating call that came out of your mouth, then, Scott?
That's what Scott.
That's the sound of Lone Pine.
Sarah, that's the sound he makes when he watches The Handmaid's Tale.
Can you go back and play that sound?
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
It's the end of the week. We're tired.
Okay, fine. Wicked Have fizz. A good weekend. Let's go.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.